Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFA. Anybody else?
No. Sure. Why not? We'll pick some other ones.
Got any other ones, Shelley? We don't speak for McDonald's. We don't speak for Starbucks.
We speak for WA.
What's WA?
Wah.
Wah. We don't speak for any of them, guys.
Washington? WA?
Sure, whatever.
As a matter of fact.
USA?
As you've already discovered, we don't speak that well for ourselves.
National Democratic Party?
No. I don't know. We speak for no one but ourselves and for us not that well. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with.
Sorry, I was yawning. Shelley.
And Mark.
We love a show that starts off with Shelley yawning.
I got 2 hours of sleep last night, dude. I'm a little tired.
That used to be
all day.
That used to be plenty.
Yeah, when I was in a migraine cycle.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow. You want to tell me you only got 2 hours of sleep? Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah, because last week I slept like 16 hours every day, and my body's like, okay, we are awake now.
Yeah. So how was your day today, Miss I'm Awake Now?
I'm not awake now. It was all right. Went to work. Went to dinner with your family. Did a little housework. Choir rehearsal. Still have Led Zeppelin stuck in my head. But it's all good.
Led Zeppelin?
Unfortunately, yes.
At choir rehearsal?
Yes. Oh,
no
and,
way.
And at choir
Stairway
rehearsal.
To Heaven?
No. Jeez, no, I hate that song.
That'd be awesome. The choir doing Stairway to Heaven?
No, at choir I had...
While serving Kool-Aid?
All Along the Watchtower stuck in my head.
At choir?
Jimi Hendrix, yes. While we're singing Christmas songs in the back of my head, I'm singing... Along the Watchtower in the back of my head.
Wow.
It was very disconcerting.
Shelley, Dad, you already drank the Kool-Aid that they served?
Yes.
While singing Stairway to Heaven?
Yes. But then on the way over here, they were playing Led Zeppelin, so now I have that stuck in my head.
Okay.
How was your day, Mark?
I'm worried about Shelley.
You're worried about Shelley?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you have that song stuck in your head, and you need to get that out.
It's okay. I'll survive it.
It's a small world after all.
No, no, no. Oh, please, God,
it's
no.
A small
no.
World
we started
don't
talking about that earlier today, as a matter of fact.
Don't hurt me.
It's a small world after
Stop
all.
Stop that.
It's a small,
Stop
small
that.
World.
Stop that.
Were you
it's a world of laughter.
No, no, no. It is not.
It's not a world of laughter. Damn it. So how was your day,
My
Mark?
My day was good. My day was good. I worked a bit. And,
it's always good when you can just work a bit.
Yeah.
Works out that way.
I worked a bit. Well, I worked a lot the day before, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
I got done about 7 the day before, so I worked a bit today.
That'll do it.
And then I went and did some stuff, and then I went back and worked a bit more, so it still ended up being a full day.
So you did
day.
Some stuff, then you went and did some more stuff, then you went back and did some other stuff.
Yeah, I did some stuff with that girl.
And that guy?
Yeah. Like that place where they do that thing?
Yeah, that's the one. See? Now that everybody knows where I was
awesome.
All
day. Awesome. I had 2 days off in a row, didn't sleep in either day. Got 183 calls from my store to make sure everything was okay. It was. And hung with the family, looked at old pictures. It was kind of cool.
Cool.
It's not too shabby. And you know what that means.
What?
You better be ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Because Shelley...
Because I was working today, I didn't have time to get the
boozy
news.
So you did not do the boozy news. So yours truly, and I'm sorry, I would give shout-outs to everybody, except for I had to go, I got them all myself. I didn't read any of the ones that were sent in. So those will be coming, but just not yet. Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Damn.
She's got rocket dudes.
She's going to take my...
Freaking awesome.
She's going to take my spot. Holy crap.
We got rocking dudes, man.
Police in New York arrested a bank robber because he went back to the scene of the crime claiming they shortchanged him because he asked them for $20,000 and he didn't get $20,000.
What did he get?
$2,000? $250? It was... They gave the bank robber an undisclosed amount of cash, but it wasn't the $20,000 he asked for, so he went back. He didn't take a gun, and he's lucky that the actual teller gave him any money because he didn't have a gun or anything. You know, if you get shortchanged by the guy at the drive-thru or something, you can go back and you know, you might get free fries or something, you know, next time. This guy's getting a free jail term.
He's getting three free meals a day.
All the loving he could want, and a roof over his head.
Are these stupid criminal tricks?
Many of these actually are, but not all of them. But, yeah, a bunch of them are actually. Palm Bay.
Florida! That wasn't right. Florida! Florida! Florida!
Authorities in Florida say a woman is facing charges after allegedly calling 911 multiple times to thank the sheriff for the bologna sandwich she got while in jail.
What was in the bologna sandwich?
Christine Brown, 51, called 911 six times on Saturday to thank Sheriff Jack Parker for bologna sandwich she enjoyed during her recent incarceration at the Brevard County Jail Complex. Police asked her each time if she had an emergency, which time she said she only talked about the bologna sandwich and how good it was.
So clearly she was high. She'd been smoking pot because only somebody who was stoned would think
would enjoy a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's fried bologna.
Actually,
fried bologna is good.
Fried bologna on rye bread.
Yeah.
With cheese.
When the cops arrived at her house, she was on the phone with 911 trying to thank the guy for the bologna sandwich. Six felony counts of misuse of 911. I didn't realize that was a felony, but apparently it is. And $3,000 bond.
I would go in and I'd say that the sheriff told me to use that as a code if there was somebody trying to break into my house. He said, if somebody's trying to break in, call up 911 and tell me like a bologna sandwich. Mention bologna sandwich.
Now...
What he actually meant was mention below me sandwich.
Yes. The blow me sandwich?
Yeah.
I think the cop would be calling and thanking her for the blow me sandwich. Yeah, I went there. You've ever used a vending machine before? You put in the quarters?
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't give you any whatever it is you're trying to buy.
Right.
Now, if you think about it, there are other times when you put in a thing and sometimes maybe you get two of something.
Right.
So it kind of works its way out.
Right.
Wrong.
Yeah. Not to Deborah Johnson.
Of where?
Deborah Johnson at the Piggly Wiggly store in New Bern, North Carolina. She got a little fired up when the machine did not give her the 7-Up that she paid for. So she took a big piece of rolled up newspaper and stuffed it inside the machine and set it on fire.
Yikes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Police checked the surveillance video, saw her first kicking the machine, which often happens when you don't get your thing.
That's
how
you
get it. Give it one good slam.
Usually.
Kicking the machine and then setting it on fire.
That's what I do to my computer when I can't get it to go to the right program.
And this explains a lot about it.
The local cop said it's not uncommon for someone who loses money in a machine to give it a good solid thump, because sometimes that makes the item drop. But the average person... doesn't think of setting the entire thing on fire. There was a number of fire trucks involved because it started to catch the roof of the place it was in on fire as well, because something that was on the side of the the thing, some kind of poster thing caught on fire, and it involved a lot. She is in jail in lieu of $10,000 bail. I actually saw a video once of a guy on YouTube. He goes to kick the front of the machine, and he runs up to kick it, and it's got like plexiglass on it, and the whole thing goes, nah, 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 nah. The second time he goes to do it, and both his legs go right through the side of the plexiglass, and he's hanging out the top of the thing while the security guys are coming. Awesome. Fort Worth, everyone will love this. No matter what your politics are, you'll love this. Because if you love one guy, you can buy him from the other guy. Doggy bags for picking up poop. You can buy them with either the likeness of Republican nominee Mitt Romney or President Barack Obama. Just in time to cast your vote and for your dog to cast his vote as well. This is a company called Therapoo. Therapoo. They are biodegradable bags, $20 for 100 bags. And if you want, they also have some other ones with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin. So if you want to show everyone who you're voting for.
I'll take 1,000 bags of Pelosi poo.
1,000 of someone to go.
Please go.
After your dog goes.
Yeah.
Holland, Michigan. Authorities in Michigan said an apartment complex fire was started by a resident
who didn't get their 7-Up.
Who attempted to use a propane torch to prepare a squirrel for dinner.
Perfect.
We're going to creme brulee the squirrel.
Yes.
Put a little crust on the outside. You know, so that when you use the spoon to pop its little head to get the brains, it goes quip.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Quip. That sounds like something you've done before. Where are you from, Alabama?
You know how you know a squirrel's done? When its left eye pops out.
Holland Township Fire Chief said a resident was on the third floor, saw him using a propane torch to remove the fur from a dead squirrel. And the guy's deck got on fire. What? The fire destroyed 8 apartments. 32 were damaged to the point of being uninhabitable. And there were injuries to firefighters fighting the blaze. It doesn't say anything about how much the guy's being held on because apparently it's an accident, but I don't think you're supposed to be using...
Yeah, but was the squirrel good?
How was the squirrel?
You know, yeah. It doesn't say, but I'm thinking it was not eaten.
Well, that was a waste of good squirrel.
This guy almost got a hero of the week from me just because of his tremendous steel-like balls. Chicago. A 77-year-old Chicago man is facing charges for stealing an ambulance.
I like that.
From a hospital he had just left.
I like that.
John Neal is accused of walking out of McNeil Hospital in Berwyn Tuesday night, hopping in an apparently idling ambulance, and driving himself home. When questioned on why he did it, he said, "I needed a ride."
I like that.
Makes sense.
It wasn't clear what he had been in the hospital for, but now he's...
Mental hospital?
Yeah, was it a mental?
Yeah. Now he's on $10,000 bail, and he's not the only one in trouble as a result of this.
With the ambulance driver, probably.
Yeah, the two paramedics assigned to the ambulance have been suspended and maybe fired for leaving the unattended vehicle running.
Yep. That reminds me of the time that the UPS guy pulled up outside our house across the street. He's parked across the street, and he hops out, and I'm out here. I can hear the engine, and he goes into the apartment complex. I had to, like, grab my chair to keep me from running into the street, climbing into the UPS truck, and I just wanted to, like, drive down the street and randomly deliver packages to people, just for fun.
Awesome.
Nice.
That would have been awesome.
Bedford, England.
Uck?
Of the UK, yes. Police in Britain said an elderly couple had been unwittingly tending the largest cannabis plant we have ever seen. They bought the plant months ago at a flea market because the wife thought it was nice looking. Investigators could see the plant over the back wall of the house. The elderly couple told them they purchased it at a flea market but didn't know it was a marijuana plant. The plant was now 9.5 feet tall.
I'm surprised nobody, like, climbed the wall to get it.
Of course, the old man and old woman said, we had no idea that it was marijuana. Sure you didn't. That's the only thing I could think of. Police seize the plant.
Yeah.
Let the couple walk.
Sure.
You buy it at a flea market, and it's like
a foot tall.
Now
yeah.
It's 9.5 feet tall.
We need to find out what they were feeding that plant.
Dude. we'll announce that as the follow-up.
Yeah.
It'll be, they don't give their name. It'll be Bedford Miracle-Gro. Gresham, Oregon. Been there, been drunk there, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Authorities in Oregon said a man arrested on drunk driving ran into the deputy's patrol car while riding his bicycle.
Oops.
Catapulted
Ouch.
Himself across the hood of the car and off the other side.
Oops.
Ow.
The biggest thing about it was apparently the guy was drinking a real wussy drink. The cop referred to it as a wussy drink, which is Mike's Hard Lemonade. He goes, the cop said, if you're going to get drunk, why are you getting drunk on a wussy drink? This is the cop. He goes, it looks like pee in a bottle. It's yellow.
So does beer.
0.31.
Wow.
He drank a lot of wussy drinks.
It's pretty. There's
how many umbrellas
actually,
he went through.
There's actually several stories in this Visa News and the next one of people with fairly heavy alcohol content. Gainesville.
Oh, FLA.
Authorities in Florida said a man charged with battery allegedly attacked another man with soiled underpants.
Ew, why?
Captain Underpants. To the rescue.
And actually,
and the perilous plot of Professor Poopy Pants.
Smeared a man
ew,
with soiled underpants.
Ew, why?
Alachua County Sheriff's Office said Johnny Brossler, 46, of Gainesville, allegedly entered the camper belonging to Walter Lydell, 60, and demanded money on behalf of the landlord. The two men argued, and Brossler grabbed a pair of soiled underwear and smeared fecal matter on the other man's face.
Oh, that sucks.
Ew,
the report said
ew.
Lydell had fecal matter on his neck and ear when deputies arrived. Brossler was arrested and charged with battery. He sure gave that guy shit.
Oh! But,
Yeah. I would put up with no crap from that man.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Oh.
Arkansas.
Oh.
A bull in Arkansas was looking for love in all the wrong places.
This is going to be painful, isn't it? Do we need ample leg crossing time?
No.
No.
But it tried to mate with the Good Samaritan that was trying to lead him back to his correct pasture.
Oh, man.
1,300-pound bull trying to mate with... It doesn't say if it's a guy or a girl, but whoever it was trying to mate with
him. It's like that YouTube video of that what was it, the elk?
No. It's a donkey.
A donkey, that's right, that was trying to get that woman and like...
No, the guy.
There's one with a woman.
Okay, I'm glad you guys have this story straight.
It's a YouTube
Christ.
Video.
There's a donkey that's... The guy is like out taking a pee in the middle of the field, and this donkey comes and just like mounts him. And the guy's trying to pull up his pants. He's trying to run away from the donkey. And the donkey literally gets him down on the ground. And you can see that the donkey's aroused. This thing's got like a 2-foot schlongstucker.
Yeah.
And just goes to town on this guy. This guy's like, on the ground.
Yeah, and fortunately, his best friend got the whole thing on video. Didn't bother to help him.
I love
that. Can you
that.
Throw a rock? Can you do,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Can you help a guy out here?
Yeah.
Please give me a courtesy reach around or something.
The deputies arrived on the scene to see the guy slapping the bull in the head, trying to gain control of it. That's when the bull made its move, pinning the man against the patrol car of the cops that came to help him, trying to mate with him, and causing damage to the car. The bull then lost interest and started following a truck down the road, apparently looking for something more its own
size.
So
what was the bull on? Because generally speaking, I don't think bulls
are... Bath salts.
Yeah, bath salts. He wants to mate with a truck.
Cialis.
Cialis.
Let's see here.
Time?
No, actually, we're good because I look at what time we start, and then I know when we have 15 minutes.
No. I just usually stop right about now.
Yeah. This will be the last one for this go-round. New Delhi. India! Authorities in India said three people were arrested trying to board a plane to Dubai with endangered monkeys hidden in their underwear.
What is with you in the underwear stories? Are you having mental issues?
This would be the underwear that they're wearing.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't give us ample leg-crossing time for this.
Security officials at Indira Gandhi International Airport gives the name of four people that I'm not going to try and begin to pronounce. They were all three trying to board a jet to Dubai, and they concealed 7-inch-long loris monkeys in their pants.
Oh, nuts.
They are. Why would you do that?
You know, that would be my question as well. The airport said the three travelers were turned over to the Wildlife and Customs Department for questioning and further investigation, as it is a felony violation of the Wildlife Act.
To carry monkeys in your underwear?
Apparently.
Okay,
what I want to know is, what was their master plan for... Okay, let's say they actually got through security with the monkeys in their underwear. How were they going to sit on the plane? Were they going to sit on the monkey? I mean, was this like some bizarre sexual ritual
Maybe
or something?
Maybe they're going to spank the monkeys.
I set you up for that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Holy crap.
Don't you know you have to...
Shot the monkey.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back. Shout out to the New Way Foundation and Sober College.
Bruce, we're on the edge of our seats.
We have a topic.
I'm not.
And we have no idea what it is.
I do.
Why are you on the edge of your seat?
I have no idea what
it is. Here's the question. Take it as opinion.
This isn't a topic. This is a question.
Well, it's kind of both. It's a topic, but it's formed like a question.
Okay.
People in recovery. They're already in recovery. There is a number of individuals involved now in what would be called sober coaching, recovery coaching, sober companion. These are not interventionists.
Don't drop your lighter.
These are not interventionists. These are sober companions, recovery coaches.
Yeah.
Is it a scam to take money from people that should be able to just be going to meetings and getting this for free? Or is it a viable means of driving additional people into a sober lifestyle?
Well, first of all, meetings aren't free. Yes, we fund them through donations, but you really need to put something in the basket to keep the meeting going. So if we keep telling people meetings are free, nobody's ever going to put anything in the basket.
Newcomers need not feel obligated to contribute.
But do anyway.
But yeah, cough it up. We got to pay for the coffee in the room rent.
Look,
we're fully self-supporting through our own contributions.
I had 4 days. My sponsor told me, go to a meeting and stick a dollar in the basket.
He said, never put in more than you would have spent on a good night of using cocaine.
That's okay, right. So now let's get back to the original question. I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. Opinion, Shelly?
I don't know.
Well, there you go. She's clear on that, too.
Never having had a sober... I mean, my sober coach was my sponsor.
So if other people were doing it, what would your opinion be?
I think that there should be some sort of a certification program or something. I mean, just willy-nilly people advertising their services. I mean, you could end up with, like, you know, the mad scientist or so. You could end up with, like, Jeffrey Dahmer wanting to, you know, peel your skin off.
By the way,
you don't know who is your sober coach. What
if
it's
a psychopath? The average recovery coach has between 2 and 5 years. Of the ones that are actually sober, because not all recovery coaches are even in the program.
See, I don't think that's enough time. I mean, I have 6 years and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't feel qualified to do it. I think you need to have enough time that you're...
That you're what?
That you've... That
more sober?
Able to...
More sober.
I don't know. I just don't think that's enough time. I mean, without certified... I mean, if you had training or something, that would be fine. Like, we know people have training.
Who?
Nobody has training in being a recovery coach. There's no such certification. You can get training for being a therapist or a counselor or a drug and alcohol counselor, but there is no...
Okay, so maybe we need to clarify exactly what does a sober coach or companion do, physically?
That's one of the things that's up in the air, because since there's no certification for it, it sounds sort of like a sponsor, basically. Mark, you've heard of people doing this before. It's common in the entertainment industry.
You know, and that's where it basically came from, was the entertainment industry, where due to contractual obligations of certain out-of-control performers, that they have to have a sober coach or sober companion with them at all times in order to be bonded to do a picture or a tour or whatever they're doing. So I think that a sober coach is perfectly valid for those people. And yes, they should be paid because they're under their time. They're up.
A significant amount of time.
Yeah. I think $4,000 a week is a good number.
Actually, the guy that went and watched over Aerosmith, went on tour with them,
mm-hmm.
$80,000 a month plus expenses.
Yeah.
So they paid for his hotel rooms, yeah. He went and stayed with them at the pads and all that, went to dinner with them every day, all that stuff paid for, and $80,000 a month.
That was tip money for what that tour generated.
Yeah. Now, I posted this on Facebook to get people's opinions, and got a wide variety of responses. People saying that's a sponsor's job, why should someone be getting paid to do what a sponsor should do? And other people would come back and say, well, that's great once someone's in the program, but when I first got sober, I didn't even know there was a program, far less what a sponsor is.
Yeah. And what is a sponsor's job?
Take someone through the steps.
Right.
That it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think we've lost the point where sponsors also explain the traditions to their sponsees.
Oh.
And that's one of the problems we have is people. Sponsor's job is to take somebody through the steps. Yeah, skim the traditions, too.
Yeah, you should.
I was in a meeting last week. Guy shared that he accidentally, and I believe it was accidentally because I've known this guy for a while and he's not the type that I've ever seen, accidentally bumped into a girl and hit her in an inappropriate place on her anatomy.
Boob?
Yeah. She went to the police department and said that he groped her at a 12-step meeting.
Oh.
Oops.
Yeah, not only getting him taken in for questioning, but blowing his anonymity.
Yes.
And,
so,
you know, you talk about inappropriate as hell.
So let's say this came up because I was thinking about it. I was investigating the idea of possibly, because I was reading about it online.
You have too much time. You have to go out and get loaded and wait 3 years.
Well, I'm seeing all these people I'm seeing all these people that are like have 2 years clean, and they're going to help people in recovery, get into recovery, get them towards meetings. And I'm like, you guys are pretty new to be like doing that.
Think so?
And then I'm looking
without
at the
training,
amount of money.
You think so?
Becoming a counselor or anything like that without knowing.
Here's the difference, though. Here's the thing. If you've got, see, Bruce, the problem with you and I is, as a sober companion, we're not going to be worth a crap on 4 hours sleep for more than a day or two.
Well, and I wouldn't do sober companion.
Because we're old.
Yeah, I wouldn't do sober companion.
So
if someone needed to go to a singular event or
yeah,
something like that,
yeah,
yeah, I'd do that. I'm not going on tour with any freaking rock bands.
Exactly. Well, that's what they're looking for.
Oh, I'll be promised.
Is that an okay from you?
Well, I want to go too.
For what?
I don't know, actually. It just sounded momentarily fun. I'm not sure why.
So let's look at
never
this.
Mind,
let's look at this from another angle, because
okay,
we know in the entertainment industry, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Let's say, because a real common thing was, you should be directing everyone to AA, or NA or CA or whatever your A is, or even to non, you know, it could be Celebrate Recovery or whatever you're directing them to. And that these people can essentially get it for free, even though it's, you know, you're putting a buck in the basket. Essentially,
yeah,
you know, it's not like $80,000 a month or $175 an hour, yeah, whatever these guys are charging, and that we should be sending people there.
Here's the problem with that. Said person, said whatever genre of star you're talking about who needs a sober coach with them, walks into your average 12-step meeting. How's that work out for them?
They get swamped.
Yeah.
They get run over with people.
Yeah.
And their anonymity's out the window because, you know, people that haven't read the traditions are going to run off and tweet, oh my gosh, I'll never guess who I saw in the meeting.
Yeah. We'll just mention him by his first name and last initial. Steve O.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, you know, and
thanks,
everybody
Mark.
Does. What?
Steve O is quite vocal
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, he's pretty out there, so. But, you know, but people will do that. So, therefore, if you have a person who, and I can't imagine a star that doesn't want people to know they're in recovery because, you know, recovery is the new
let's
black.
Let's say it's
black,
not
yeah,
a star.
So, uh-huh.
Let's say it's, as it mentions early on in the big book, people that were doctors or lawyers, and they're afraid that if they're outed and in going to public yeah, meetings where other people will see them, that it yeah, may harm their career and finances and yeah, ability to take care of their family.
I mean, not that I'm saying that this person is, but let's say you were the president of Harvard University and people found out you were a recovering addict.
It might be an issue.
Might be an issue.
Yeah. Now, Shelley, because you've been quite quiet, so let's say someone is not a movie star,
uh-huh,
but they have a position like, let's say, local here does. They're
yeah, whatever.
Someone big on at Azusa Pacific University.
Yeah.
Well-known school, good school, expensive school. And
Christian school where they're not allowed to have any drugs
right,
or alcohol on
yeah,
campus.
Yeah,
and they don't
want to
walk
course,
into a meeting in town where they could very well run into students from the same school. And this person says, yeah, but I know I want to get some recovery. I'm going to look online. They find a thing, recovery coaches, sober companions. What do you think?
I think that that's a valid application in that case. I mean, it says in the book, though you be but one man with this book in your hand. Technically, one person can take another person through the steps or through recovery just one-on-one. That's what a sponsor does. But say that person isn't real comfortable in meetings, but needs somebody to be with them, you know, occasionally or whatever. I don't see technically anything wrong with that if the person understands what they're getting into and exactly what the service is going to be. You know, doesn't expect this person to keep them sober.
Yes, they do.
Well, and I'll tell
but
you,
that's where you have an issue, because if that person knows they need to get sober because they're the president of APU, you know, APU, but doesn't really want to. They're just doing it because they need to. That sober coach is not going to be able to keep them sober.
I referred to some contracts that I saw. Every single one of them had these huge disclaimers on them. I am in no way guaranteeing that you, the client, are going to stay clean and sober.
Right.
That's completely out of my control. Yeah. I can guide you. I can push you. I can advise you to do things. Ultimately, the end decision is yours. And a lot of these guys at the beginning of their contract say, I am not an interventionist. If you are a family member wanting to get your husband sober, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Similar in the way the 12 steps would. They say, the client comes to me and says, I want to, but I don't want to go to meetings, or I want to, and I'm not ready to go to meetings, or I need to do something, and I'm the willing participant.
Yeah. Or I'm going to blow this $5 million contract I have, and the problem I have is I get done working at 1 a.m., and it always seems by 6 a.m., I'm loaded. I don't want to do that anymore, because if I do that, I'm going to lose this contract. Therefore, I want to pay you $4,000 a week, or $5,000 a week, or $10,000 a week, to make sure that I am not getting loaded from the time I get done working to the time I go back to work.
Now, what are the cons?
That's a babysitter.
Well, it is a baby. That's what it is.
What
it's
are
a
the
babysitter.
Cons to this?
I give up what?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. What do you guys think the cons would be? I'm certain that there would be, because there's no certification, and there's no one, at least currently, there may be people training people to do it, but it's not something that's required by law at this point. I have to think that there is a crap load of people that might have a year that don't even have great recovery, suddenly say, oh, I'm a sober coach, I'm a recovery coach, and now you should pay me this tremendous amount of money for me to help you that really aren't prepared to help.
Yeah, I think you run into a quality issue because you don't know what you're getting. You know, the person who's contracting the sober coach has no idea what this person is actually capable of doing for them or helping them with or instructing them in or anything like that. There are no controls. There's nothing. There's no backup.
Is there a control like that with the sponsor in the program, though?
No, but the sponsor's also not getting paid.
That's true.
Really?
So, really. Are you doing it wrong again?
Crap.
I warned you about
that. You
know
what? My ex-wife one time came to me, and she had picked some gal to be her sponsor, and she comes to me and she goes, I have a question for you, because I had some time, and she was relatively new because I did the whole 13-step thing. And she said, my sponsor said that it's normal for her sponsees to bring her gifts. And I said, time to look for a new sponsor. Are we supposed to get gifts?
You don't?
I get the gift of friendship.
I give gifts. I have given gifts to sponsees, and I've given gifts to my sponsor, like on birthdays.
No. Yeah, I was going to say, you're doing it wrong. You're giving the gifts to them?
I have giving levels.
I have gotten gifts from...
You don't have giving levels?
Giving levels?
250, they don't have to do their four-step?
Oh, my God. 1-800-DIAL-A-SPONSOR. Work only the steps you want in the order you choose.
That's right. And you can just pay for the step instead of actually working it.
What you can buy, you can buy
like
a pre-written inventory.
Wait a minute, that sounds like the Catholic Church. If you pay enough into put enough in the coffers, you get absolved of sins.
The
I
coin
don't know
in
about
the coffer
this.
Rings the if soul the, from purgatory springs.
Yeah.
If I'm your sober coach and you're going through the steps, do I do your fourth step for you? You're paying me.
That there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter
Gowry came up with one. Yeah. Yeah, they do your amends.
Hey, Guido, I know that I, meaning him, owe you $10,000.
Yeah, talk to him.
I'm here to say I'm sorry. Yeah. Great, break his legs. Then go bring the other guy to me.
Well, the key is to get a sober coach that is a big badass.
That's another
I know
thing.
I owe you money, but I'm not going to pay you.
That's another thing. I saw some pictures of some sober companions. Now, these are... not exactly recovery coaches, because there seems to be a difference. Sober companion goes and lives with them, does whatever, travels with them, does all that 24/7. Then there's recovery coaches that talk to people maybe a couple hours at a time. The sober companions, as a general rule, that were guys, all look like bouncers. They all look like bouncers.
Yeah.
Big, bruising guy. Like the kind of guy that looks like you'd say, I'm going to go drink this, and he slaps the bottle out of your hand and says, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Even the ones that were female recovery or sober companions seemed a little rough around the edges. Comment, Shelley?
And what, the sober coaches are wearing suits and ties? Or, I mean...
No, the recovery coaches look to be not quite as big as the sober companions. The sober companions, a general rule,
Bruce,
all reminded me of that guy that used to be on the Jerry Springer show, bald head.
So what is it different that the sober coaches are telling these people than a sponsor would tell them?
I don't know that it's anything different. I came to the conclusion in studying this that maybe they're not telling
I've never
much
told a
different.
Sponsor don't drink.
Really?
I just tell them, go ahead. If that's what you want to do. Because I can't stop them.
Well, that is true.
I suggest to them they do something else, but...
That is true. Because the reason this all came up to me is because I thought, what if I wanted to do this? Or what if I wanted to investigate doing this? My thing is that I would have to tell people right off the bat that an initial evaluation or consultation is free. Because, A, first thing I tell them is, you should be going to AA and ACA, whichever the A is. That's what I would tell people.
Okay.
And if they say, I don't want to do that, mm-hmm. then maybe there's some discussion. Because then there's other people, talks about it in the Big Book. Maybe they're just a hard drinker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they can stop or moderate. There's no way to really know that. I love the thing where people say, though, well, I got to do this because if people knew about this, it might affect my family or my career and finances. I'm like, if you're an alcoholic, you're already affecting your family and your career and finances.
I have a question. You put this up on Facebook earlier today. What was the negative responses you got?
Is that it, all of the negative responses went along with people should just go to program and get a sponsor and they get it for free. And many of the comments back were, what if it's someone that isn't ready to go to regular meetings or they have a position mm-hmm. they're worried about, and if they don't do it through a recovery coach, they're just not going to
yeah,
do
what,
it.
What if I want better than a 1 in 20 chance of making it?
I don't think you can buy that. You can't buy your way into that. You might be able to buy someone that would slap the drink out of your hand.
Here's the thing. I'm pretty darn sure for $50,000 I could keep anybody sober for a year. They're not going to like how it... They're not going to like the year. Because they're going to spend a lot of time locked up. But I can keep them sober.
Talks about that in the Big Book.
My question would be, okay, say, let's suppose that you are a sober coach, Bruce, and you have a client that is paying you to help them stay sober, but they don't want to do the program, they don't want to go to meetings, then what do you do? What do you tell them? All you know is program.
Yeah, but I don't think you necessarily have to lay it out. I mean, they don't know program. Someone that's coming
question.
In, they don't know program.
I have a question. Do you even need to be sober yourself to be a sober coach?
Well, that came up as well because...
Because I just got to keep you from getting loaded.
While a lot of people say they have 2 to 5 years experience, they're not even saying they have 2 to 5 years clean and sober. They may be saying they have 2 to 5 years of recovery coaching. And since there's no certificate and there's no technical training...
Even if there was,
there's
still
nothing
doesn't
that
mean...
says you have to be sober. I went to a drug and alcohol counselor, a therapist, for a while, and the problem there, she was definitely not an addict. I could go in her bathroom and slam cocaine and come and sit in the meeting session with her, which was horrific for me, but I did it.
A little jittery?
And she didn't know. I just told her I drank too much coffee, and she was like okay with that. Of course, she was getting $150 frickin' dollars an hour. She was like a family therapist, counselor. And then the next gal I went to see had 17 years sober. I took one foot in her office, and she goes, you get out of here and you don't come back next time unless you're clean when you come in. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you're totally loaded. And I'm like, I am not. She's like, dude, don't even. She just pushed me out the door and said, come back next time if you're clean. Otherwise, I'm not going to talk to you. I mean, she knew that fast. So, Shelley.
What? Now that we've gone way over time.
What would your final thoughts on recovery coaching be? Good, bad, indifferent?
I don't know. I'm not going to make any judgments where I don't really know the parameters.
There is none.
I know. That's what I'm saying, is how can I judge a circumstance or a situation, you know, that may be helpful for somebody, may not. I don't know. I think that's up to the individual who's doing the paying. Oh, dear.
150,000 people just grabbed their cell phones to see if there was a
yeah.
ringing.
Yeah. That was one of my new sponsees, actually.
I think it is up to the person, the individual who's doing the paying. If they feel that that's what they need, then, you know, we always say recovery is where you find it. You know, I mean, however you get it, you get it. So it's up to them.
So, Mark.
Yes.
What would your final words be?
Same as they were for the last show we did. If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If it works for you, do it. Any means necessary to not drink or use, no matter what.
I would go along with that same thought, because we always do go along with that same thought.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat still on the fence in certain parts, because I certainly know that you can merely go to program for a buck in the basket or not if you're new, but, you know, and that you, of course, should be able to get all this from a sponsor. On the other hand, if you're not going to go to meetings for whatever reason, a recovery coach may be the one that can get you to that point where eventually you're comfortable enough to go.
I guarantee if you're paying somebody 10 grand a week, when you call them, they answer their phone.
See, that's a guaranteed way to get your
that's
sponsor
right.
to answer the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how much per phone call? How much do I get? I'm asking my sponsee.
She's like a big fat nothing. Big fat nothing. She goes, yeah. How often do I call? Let's see. $15 a day.
Okay, $20 a phone call or 7 calls for 100.
Listen to Shelly wheeling
free,
and
yes.
dealing in recovery already. So, Shelly, since you're wheeling and dealing in recovery,
yes.
Who are our friends back east that deal recovery?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. That's the number 12 and the word Step Gazette. You can read his fine publication online. You can also have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. And you can go to Facebook, type in the number 12 and the word Step Gazette, and join the 12-Step Gazette group and discuss all sorts of recovery topics right there in the group.
G-A-Z-E-T-T-E, for those that don't know how to spell Gazette. Mark.
Yes.
People are listening to us. People that want to be recovery coaches. What should they tell their recovering people to do when they're listening to the show?
They should tell them to go to recovery101.net and listen to the show from our site. Because when you listen from our site, you then get counted into our numbers, and you very much help this show to move along and continue to bring quality recovery to you on a daily basis.
Sorry.
So go listen to the show on recovery101.net. Click that like button that you see on the show.
Permalink would even be better.
Permalink would be better. Permalink up. Become a member. Then you can like the show. You can comment. Leave topics in your comments would be a really fine idea.
Yes.
Because we get like 7-8 comments per show, and they're the same 7 or 8 people.
Yes.
Actually, they'll say 6 people. Some comment twice. Because they, I don't
Recovery
know.
Recovery 1&1, sponsored in part by Bill Piper.
And so anyway, you can go up there, you can add us to playlists, and just come on up, support the show, and do it from our site if you can. You get to, you know, you download off iTunes or wherever you go, that's great, but go visit our site also and visit our sponsors. sites, click away.
I may have found. It's still a little bit in the works, but I may have found the Recovery 101 official webmaster.
Yeah, by the way, what happened with this guy who wanted to sponsor us?
Which guy?
What guy?
Who
the
guy?
One that sent the email that you were going to forward to me that you never did.
Shelly?
That we did a whole show
about. No, I
didn't.
I forgot all about it. I was sick for 9 days. I forgot all about it.
I'll do it right after the show.
Thank you.
Okay.
But anyway, we've got a guy that may want to be the official webmaster. He's doing a site through a trade company for me on my mattress. By the way. He said, why the hell aren't you promoting your mattress store on the show? Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina, California, 1007 North Azusa Avenue, Covina, California, 91722. 626-331-8044.
You realize how many people listen to the show that aren't on their meds, right?
Yeah, I know.
And
we have Bill W. and Jimmy K. discounts. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
I still think we should get a new email address for that.
We should what?
I still think we should get a new email address for the crack stuff.
Change it. Can't find my pipe.
Burnoutmylighter.com.
Burnout 12 Bix.
Yeah.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly do
ever.
Not. Shelly, who's the lead on music by? Dear,
well, the discs are up there on the shelf.
Why don't you just pick something we know?
Okay. I have a request from the Peanut Gallery for Evan Genitals.
So sweet?
Sure.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
So much about him to love, and when I say that I can't live without him, it's just that living without him wouldn't be living, 'cause there's a way in which he brings me my sunshine, my blue skies and all my rainbows too, and in return I like to give him the weather, the stars above and all my morning. Sits on my face when he disappears, and it seems there's something special about him, though everybody's special in their own special way, but there's something about his kind of special. His kind of special really makes my day. me, long as you've got love for me.